Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're in the third decade of our program. John DeJulius is here. John R. DeJulius III is the name of the book, The Relationship Economy. TheDeJuliusGroup.com. Is that right, John?
That is.
And they can find your books there and all the things you do to help help your customers put their best foot forward in the marketplace. One of the things you teach them is such an important thing, and that is when you're talking to customers, it's got to be, at least in the beginning, at least until it's the right time, the conversation's got to be all about them to start with. The truth is, John, that's always been the case. But you could get away with it. Years ago, you could get away with leading with your product sometimes. But today, you have to make it about the customer, about their life, what's relevant to them first, and your people need to collect that information. That's what you teach, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're all genetically coded to be preoccupied with our world, our life. It's my flight that got delayed. It's my son that got in trouble, you know, at school. But, you know, we got to fight that, right? And the best way to fight that anytime we come in contact with anyone is – focus on their Ford, the other person's Ford, like the car, F-O-R-D. If you concentrate on the other person's Ford, you know, you not only built a relationship, you own the relationship, because to each of us, our own Ford is our hot button.
Right.
So the F, family, you know, are they married? Do they have kids? How old are their kids? O stands for occupation. What do they do? Who do they do it for? What's their title? How long they've been doing it? The R stands for recreation, which is a lot of people's hottest button. What do they do with their free time? They fisher, hunters. You know, do they play, you know, men's soccer, whatever it may be. And then the D stands for dreams. What's on their bucket list? What's their encore career aspirations? And you know, what's their dream vacation?
And John, here's the thing that people, I think people need to understand. What you just described is unique because it's theirs. What you're selling, including your service, is a commodity. So if we're trying to break through and get to and have a customer that wants to trust us to give us enough to give us their business, are they going to be more interested in what we sell, which is a commodity, or us wanting to know about their unique life? What do you think, John? That's the deal, isn't it?
Right. I mean, people buy from who they like. You better be the cheapest or the best. And, you know, I can get anything that anyone else is selling, you know, instantly now, today.
Yeah.
But that goes back to making price irrelevant. Making price irrelevant doesn't mean we can double our prices or even raise them 25% and not lose.
You still have to be competitive. In the relationship economy, you still have to be competitive. But the problem is, John, as you well know and as you talk about in your book, they don't even know if you're competitive before they've ruled you in or out.
Correct. That's why when you're really a partner that you can't, you know, people can't live without, when you really establish that you care about them and their business unlike anyone else, you know, they shouldn't even know what your competition charges, because they're not out price shopping you because they're so loyal to you.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly right. Ford, ladies and gentlemen, that's I like that acronym: family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. You know, John, this goes back to something I learned a long time ago: conceptual selling. Keep the conversation about ideas and dreams. Ideas and what I want. What are my motivation? If you can keep the conversation along those lines as long as possible, you can put off how much your stuff costs a long time. What do you think?
No, I mean, absolutely. We keep it on them. We find out what's most important to them. And, you know, there's a couple other great techniques of being a great listener. You know, if you ask a question and don't ask 2 to 3 follow-up questions, odds are you weren't listening.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's important, you know, to constantly be finding out what's most important. Like we, every person listening should know their clients' goals for 2020.
That's exactly right.
You know, as a business.
Before the end of this month, if you don't already, you got to have what John just said. Hey, John, good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good job today. John DeJulius III, ladies and gentlemen. The Relationship Economy is the name of his book. Check it out. It's very powerful. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.